This is the Origins Audio Experience, presented by Dulo. We're building an apparel business and documenting every step of the way. On this episode, we talk about patience and how easy or difficult it is to cope with delays.
Origins 12, the patience game, long term. As of the time I'm writing this post, we received news from our partner that they received the fabric we'll use for the first round of samples, and work on that batch will commence this week. The current state of our emotional union can be described as a mix of impatience and excitement. Weirdly, impatience is perfectly balanced with patience and understanding that at this point in time, delays are a normal thing. We are aware that our partners work with multiple clients, and if I was a betting man, I would put money that we are the smallest customer they have when it comes to economics and volume. The fabric for the first batch of dress shirts will be 100 meters, which is the minimum length our supplier negotiated down from the original minimum of 1000 meters that any suppliers would bother making a production line for. The idea is to use the fabric in several iteration cycles of samples that we could improve on. Even if the fabric is not perfect, we would be able to go through with the initial plan and finalize the look, design and fit for the first collection. The tricky part that we foresee could be a case in which the fabric is not 100% when it comes to providing the properties we are going for. In this case, we would need to go back to the drawing board with the fabric manufacturer, which would delay us a bit in our go-to-market time. Nevertheless, we will soon, hopefully by the end of this week, find out how close we are to what we want, and most importantly, we can finally wear and send out the samples, which would be a very nice milestone. In the meantime, we finalize the design of the box and tag with our graphic designer, and we have it ready, so we can just send it over for production when needed. Side note, I'm not the biggest fan of Pinterest, but we did get inspiration for the box design on it. Having said that, we might look into adding Pinterest as an important content platform in our marketing mix. We created accounts at WearDulo on all the main social media channels, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, a while ago, but we're still yet to publish any content on them. For the sake of not wasting time, while we wait for the shirts, we are pondering at starting to add some content on there before the official announcement that we're starting Dulo.
Thank you for listening to the audio experience by Dulo. If you enjoyed this episode, we would really appreciate a like, a heart, or a share.